Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, I wanted to ride that beat a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like Haley Steinfeld or nothing, but I wanted to...
Sinner.
Oof. Wanted to ride a little bit. What's up, Ed?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man.
I'm trying to contain your excitement to be here, Ed.
What's going on, Ed?
It's Monday morning. It's
nothing much, man. Nothing much.
I mean, not a whole lot going on.
Come on, you're in Tallahassee. What the hell am I doing? Yeah. You're in Sarasota, man. Come on, bro. What's the temperature down there right now? Right now.
Oh, man, I have no idea. Let me see here. Let's
look. The weather
outside. It's 64 here.
Weather.
A high of 70
72. Here.
70 there?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. No, we ain't singing that song, Jeremy. No time soon we'll be singing that song.
Woo, buddy. It's still nice here. I mean, we've had some rain. Up and down the East Coast this past weekend. Thunderstorms pop up. Yeah. Got to watch. We had one little thunder crack, you know, like pow, and my dog jumps up out of her sleep. No more. And she's just sitting there staring at the wall for about an hour. Like frozen from the thunder or lightning, whatever it was.
You know, dogs mimic their owners. Yeah.
I'd like to mimic my dog. I can't stretch that far.
I was at Main Street Cigar Saturday, and that hail broke through, man. You could hear it. Brrr, like, damn.
Ever tell you, so I bought a brand new, my first car that I bought that was brand new. As soon as I drove it off the lot,
it hailed.
There was a hailstorm. I was like, are you kidding me? Who has this luck?
Throws a shoe.
Really?
A shoe.
Who throws a shoe? Anyway.
Man, I got this. So the Orioles lost 2 out of 3. But once they lost Saturday, it didn't matter to me. I got to get a sweep before I shave this beard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I got to get a sweep, man. Come on. Let's go.
Now, will it come in? Will you have gray spots? Because I can see.
Yeah, gray spots. Everything's gray, but my mustache won't grow in gray.
Well, look at my face.
Just my beard.
There's like 7 different colors in my beard.
It's weird. My mustache grows in black, and my beard grows in gray. So I was like, you planned it that way. And then I told Jennifer Grandal last weekend, and I was just saying it out loud. Man, this thing, you don't get a sweep, I'm going to let this beard grow. She said, I endorse that. I thought you were going to go the other way. Yeah. I thought we were going the other way with this. No, you can't do that for TV. I endorse that. No, so I'm going to let it grow until they get a sweep. I thought, honestly, Kansas City would be the series I cut it. Leading into the Kansas City series. And then when they won Friday, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. And then you look at the pitching matchups over the weekend. You miss Cole Ragans.
I'm looking at all of that.
But Bubby, this cat coming in and having a bang up year. And it's the same struggles with the O's. Is the pitcher left handed? Ugh. We're not going to play well. What is the deal, man? It's so bad.
You see the ball differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. NBA. I love Steph Curry. But part of me was like, man, if they get eliminated, that means there's no Steph, no LeBron, no KD, no Giannis.
Still have the returning champs in the Celtics, though.
But none of those guys. I'm not talking about the teams. All of those guys would have been gone. Because I think Jason Tatum is the most underrated superstar. He is so vanilla that there's no spice to him. There's no controversy to him. And I think for that reason, he's not given credit that he deserves.
But there's also
I hate the Celtics, so I'm not worried about it. I'm just stating facts.
There's also this thing where, I mean, I could point to, I have a buddy of mine that's really sharp, and he thinks Jason Tatum is one of the more overrated players in the league. And
why?
Because when you look at it, like in big moments or in some of these games, you know, Jaylen Brown was the MVP of the finals last year, not Jason Tatum, because he wasn't good. He wasn't good in the playoffs, and in big games, he hasn't really taken over. And it's ironic that, you know, Kobe's his favorite player. He grew up a Lakers fan, And in those moments, I don't even like doing this because I think it's such, there's not a large sample size to sit here and say it. Like I saw somebody over the weekend wrote, when has Gunnar Henderson got a big hit? What? What are we doing? You going to bash the best guy on the team now because you're done with the rest of them?
He had a pretty good series his rookie year in the postseason, remember?
Yeah.
I think he was the only one hitting.
But again, these things get brought up and that narrative starts to build. I love Jason Tatum. I think he's got everything you could possibly want in a star. Yeah. But it does make you wonder, and sometimes why he disappears in those big games.
He's gonna whip the Knicks' ass. Oh, my fault. Hey. Not my fault, man. My bad. I'm sorry.
Well, Kendrick Perkins
continues the trend.
The only smart thing that I've heard Kendrick Perkins say in the past, I don't know, 10 years, was that this series, if the Knicks are going to win, Karl Anthony Towns has to have just a monster.
Yeah, he
series.
Can't play like he did the last series.
Well, it's that, and it's also like you got Kristaps Porzingis, and I think the way you want to attack the Celtics is with centers. You know, we just got to see Jalen Brunson. Somebody said, is Jalen Brunson the best player that the Knicks have ever had? Like, is he going to be the best Knick ever when he retires? And look, it's way premature. And Ed, you can get into this with some of the grades.
I mean, watch how you structure that sentence. Yeah. Style.
Oh, what? What did I say?
He'll be the best. What?
No. Knicks player ever.
There you go.
Jesus.
But I mean, going back to Tatum, man, I mean, if this was the 90s, I'd say one thing, but we've already proven the NBA allows light-skinned players to be popular. If it was the 90s, I'd say that was holding Jason Tatum back, but Steph Curry kind of broke that
ceiling.
Well,
it kind of changed when
he kind of broke that glass ceiling.
Well, the light-skinned players are all the best players in the league, though. Steph, Jokic, Luka, Jason. I mean, we've got... They're all the
two
lightest.
Of those are.
Oh,
two of those are.
I said light. I meant white.
No, yeah.
Light and white.
Two of those are. Yeah.
Man, like, it is funny, though, to look at this Nuggets team. My buddy in Denver called me. He goes, they're done, man. It's Cancun on three after game three. I know some bitches came back and just put it on them. So much so that Russell Westbrook, they were leading by so much that he jumped up and dunked, hung on the rim, and just shook the hell out of the damn thing. And then he looked at the ref and goes, give me a T! And he gave him a T. He didn't even care, man. Get the out of here. Go back to L.A., you sorry. Remember, he was on that team and hated those
you
guys.
You know I hate the Clippers. I hate me some Clippers, man. That team, the way that's constructed, hate them.
You know what I hate about the Clippers? It's Kawhi.
Yeah.
They asked Kawhi about Pop no longer being a coach in the league. Everybody they talked to had these great Pop stories, like, oh, man, he meant so much to me. When my dad died, he sat with me for 3 hours. DeMar Rosen said he wouldn't leave him. Told him to stay home until the family's right. Make sure your mom's right. And then DeJounte Murray, he changed his life. You hear all these players, even Draymond Green told a Pop story about how much he means to him. And they go to Kawhi and he goes, he's a good coach. You robot.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
I mean, no emotion. Soulless son of a bitch.
That's the best way to put him.
Yeah.
He is soulless. That's the man has no soul whatsoever. I like that. That's Kawhi Leonard. That's why I called him Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi.
He fought Shang Tsung. And he said, I don't know what to do with this guy. I can't finish him. Ain't no soul to steal. It's like, it is weird, though, to hear a guy like that. That is, I mean, if you talked about him at his peak, when he was at his best, and this is where my buddy and I, we do these arguments over, like, greatest player of all time, do you do it over the career? Or when they were at their peak, who was the best at their...
To me, it's over time.
And I agree with that. But so he was trying to make the point. He said, so at we were talking about Anthony Davis at the time, but with Kawhi Leonard, at his peak, where does he rank among some of the elites? And he's up there with the best. But with this, the injuries and this fake load management nonsense.
It's funny you compare him to Anthony Davis because they're the same.
Yeah.
They are the same. 410-583-1057 on this Manic Monday if you want to reach us. We give it out shovels at 7:15. But on the other side, the Birds won the first. Not so good news in the rest. The other two, we're talking Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
2-2. Strike three called. And that ends the ball game as Kansas City storms back to win the final two of this series. An 11-6 final as the Royals hit a franchise record 7 home runs.
You know, I've often said, I didn't make this up. I was told this before, and I believe it because it's shown to be true. Good teams find ways to win, bad teams find ways to lose. What do you mean by that? Well, on Saturday night, I thought to myself, man, all the Orioles had to score was 5 runs to win this game, and they got shut out 4-0. On Sunday, all they had to do was hold Kansas City to 5 runs, and they gave up 11 and lost then. They scored 6. So you score, you get shut out one night while only giving up 4 runs. That's not a lot of runs. Then you go out and score 6 runs. How many home runs did the Orioles hit yesterday? I think it was all solos, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was 2 by
Jackson.
They hit 4. O'Hearn, yeah. Mullen, and 2 by Jackson Holiday. So they go ahead and 4 home runs, score 6 runs, but they give up 11? Bad teams find ways to lose, man. And right now, they're not a good team.
Well, Ed, I don't know how you feel. Like that. I told him, I don't need – I've said this for weeks now. I don't need to see Charlie Morton anymore. I hated what Brandon Hyde said, like, oh, he's going to get more opportunities. Why? Like, he had a 2 whip, a whip of 2, which means he puts 2 runners on base every effing inning. He pitched 1 inning last night or yesterday afternoon, and his whip went up. It went up. Like, there's, and again, Charlie's had a phenomenal career. This ain't it. Yeah, no, I mean, he's won some World Series. He's been a big part of a lot of those teams making the run. When the Astros made their run, he was that chip that they got. Everybody talked about Verlander and this. He helped them a ton. He helped the Braves. There's a lot of things. Like, he had a great career in my mind, especially starting off in Pittsburgh in that cesspool. But it ain't it now.
I just feel like right now, Ed, 4-0, you lose, you score 6. It's like what Smokey said on Friday. No sugar? Damn, y'all never got 2 things that match. Either you got Kool-Aid, no sugar, peanut butter, no jelly, ham, no burger.
Yeah.
That's what the Orioles
cereal,
are.
Cereal,
right
no
they,
milk.
They never have two things the same.
Now, it's true. Because it's funny. Just when we're saying, now the pitching, it's the pitch. Now the hitting sucked. It went from the hitting. And this is exactly what happened here. You get shut out. And then you give up 11 runs and set a franchise record for home runs. So, it's like it's one day it's the offense that lets you down, one day it's the defense that lets you down. It's just really frustrating.
Well, every – I was telling Rob this, and this is just so bad. Every game – I mean, Charlie Morton's 0-6, right? But every game he's appeared in this year, the Orioles have lost. Everyone. And, I mean, I'm not saying if he'd make 0 appearances that all of a sudden they're above 500 now. Yeah. But, like, I don't know what else you need to tell you. Analytically speaking, he sucks. Just looking at it with your baseball eyes, he sucks. Putting him in the games and looking at the results, he sucks. There's no reason to throw him out there anymore. Just give him his damn money and tell him to go away.
You think they're willing to do that?
I don't, who cares? What are you, like, you're trotting them out there and losing games. There has to be somebody. Put Mateo in it, bullpen, for all I care. I mean, he'd look better than freaking Charlie Morton. It's just, it's bad. And when Hyde comes out and says he's going to keep getting opportunities, why? Explain why, other than we paid him money. Explain it.
Again.
I just think it's one of these things when coaches are trained or they train themselves to just never throw the guys under the bus. But there comes a time, like, hey,
I'll never forget when the Arizona Diamondbacks gave Russ Ortiz $26 million to go away, and the Orioles picked him up. And then 3 weeks later, they were like, yeah, I see why they told him to go away. He's so bad. But then you got to realize, though, that Orioles team, this is what they did. They grabbed all these crappy arms here or there. We've been talking about it when the Orioles were going through the rebuild, and everybody's like, when are we signing this guy? Nope, you're getting Jordan Lyles. Nope, you're getting Kyle Gibson. Nope, you're getting these vets, the inning eaters. That's what you were getting. Now you're at the point where you're hoping you can turn that corner, turn the page, whatever, and get to the next level. But right now you're in last place, and you've got a pitcher that can't pitch that you keep putting out there for some reason.
I love to find the pitcher that was signed to be an innings eater who was an all-star. Because those two things don't match. Those two things don't match.
Well,
he's an innings eater. Yeah, he has an ERA of under 3, and he won 13 games. And that said, no innings eater ever. As soon as you're labeled that, it's like, she has a good personality. It's like, he has a high motor. All those things are the same.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
They fall under the same umbrella. It's just like, it's a, I don't want to call it a backhanded compliment, but you get it.
It is.
Yeah.
He's the innings eater. Meaning, listen, I used to be upset by that phrase, Ed, but I'm not anymore because I've come to find out that innings eater means that's all he's going to do. go out there for innings. He's no other productivity other than giving you some innings.
What that usually means is our starting rotation sucks. So we need a guy that can just hang on until we get to the bullpen, which is, you know, we can live with.
Yeah, who does the guard against innings either?
Well, all their pitchers, for the most part, are good.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point. So who would you label in that rotation of innings eater?
No, let's go to another team. Give me another team. Just throw another team at me. Just throw any other team at me. You can't use Cleveland. Throw another team at me.
All right. Who is the Blue Jays innings eater?
All right. Give me another one. Use the Blue Jays. I may have said Chris Bassett.
Give me the Red Sox innings eater. Give me the Astros innings eater.
Will you? Okay. Do you want left or right hand?
No.
Because I'm struggling just thinking of left.
I know you are.
Is it right-handed? Is that what you... I mean, some of these teams, look, we're making a joke about it, but some of these teams do have guys that they label innings eaters, but...
By the Rays.
I don't know, man. I saw Ryan Yarbrough get a start over the weekend.
I don't think I've ever seen Jeremy struggle for answers so much.
I think I can
it's
name...
It's just painful, man.
I'm pretty sure I can name every starting pitcher in Major League Baseball if you wanted to go through this and find
So who's the worst?
Who's the worst, what, pitcher?
Starting pitcher.
Charlie Morton.
Well, he's not starting anymore?
No. Well, who do we want to throw out there? I mean, there's a bunch of guys you could really look at. The White Sox have a few guys that show up at the...
But before, was Charlie Morton, you think?
No, usually you see some of the Rockies pitchers as some of the worst. But that's...
Yes.
All of a sudden, that has to do with where you're playing.
Yep.
And maybe the Orioles will, but they were talking about it yesterday, and this is why I talk about the weather all the time. Was it sticky down there? Was it humid? Because when the humidity picks up in Baltimore, I've said this.
It was humid yesterday.
Atlanta, Baltimore, Philly, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Dude.
Those balls fly out of the effing stadium.
It was sticky yesterday out there. The first one that Jackson Holliday hit looked like it had some giddy up to it. Like it was a fly ball that just wouldn't stop flying. The second one he hit was a bomb. That would have been out any time. It could have been a jet stream and that one would have got out of the stadium. But that first one, it was weather aided.
You're talking about the Rockies and being aided by the weather or the stadium, both, the altitude. Do the Orioles have a worse team ERA?
In baseball?
Than the Rockies. Oh, the Rockies. Next to last. The 31st.
Well, that's not fair. The Rockies have been on the road for a while. They helped bring their...
I will say this, though, about Jackson Holliday. He looks like he belongs. That whole how his career started is irrelevant now. The kid is batting .273, on-base percentage of .340, and a slugging of .443. That is a OPS of .783. He looks like he belongs now.
I told Rob, for the guys like myself that didn't want to trade Mayo, didn't want to trade Holliday, and didn't want to trade Masayo, regardless of what we were talking about, like, we can't argue that they made the right decision by not moving them until we've seen the first couple years of their careers people are just taking victory laps already. Like, oh, I told you, should have done this. Kyle Stowers is killing it right now in Miami. You know what everybody's saying? I can't believe they traded him. When was he going to play here? Who is he playing over? Which outfielder? Pick one. He is not. He wouldn't have.
Yeah.
It's just so silly, though. Like, we get this stuff where people want to take victory laps early. Let the stuff play out and then see if you were right.
And he's not a bad defensive second baseman either. No. Talk about Holliday. 410-583-1057 is the number. We get stupid with Jeremy Kahn at 6:45. But on the other side, fans voiced their displeasure after giving up the lead against the Royals on Sunday. Robbie and I were there yesterday. Some of the birds came out, and I'm not talking about the Orioles. Baltimore's big bad morning show on The Fan. I seen it happen.
I seen
6:32 in the AM, Baltimore's big bad morning show on The Fan. So yesterday, I took Robbie to the game, and we're walking around, just, you know, because he's the mayor of Camden Yards. And Jeremy, as the Royals scored yet again, and I heard some boos. I heard the boo birds come out, and I looked around, and one of the guys told me that was walking and saw me react to it, said, "Man, you weren't here yesterday, were you?" I said, "No." He said, "They were doing the same thing yesterday." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, it's becoming kind of common." Mm. And I thought to myself, I remember we played a game this past year, and we beat our opponents by 10, and the crowd, their people start chanting overrated to us, 1 by 10.
Mm-hmm.
My player said to me, "Why are they chanting overrated? We won by 10. because they expected more. Why are they booing you? And because the fans expect more. If they're not booing you, they don't care about you.
Yeah, of course, and they should expect more. Because of a team that, you know, they're one of the winningest teams in baseball the last couple of years. And now they can't win a series. They can't string together two games. It's just, it's terrible. It's not easy to watch right now. And it's not just the pitching.
Yeah.
It's everything.
I mean, it's everything. It's everything. It is.
You know.
When I hear there's a left-handed pitcher on the mound and you look up, you go, I don't like it today. And it's weird because, like, this shouldn't be the issue. And I know this team has a ton of left-handed power, and we understand that they'd rather face right-handed pitching. But come on. And maybe it is something where if you want guys to face left-handed pitching on an everyday basis, you want Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser did it last year, Ryan O'Hearn, all these guys, if you want them to get that type of treatment where you have your lineup that's going out there almost every single day, then they need to face left-handed pitching or they'll never get better at it.
Think about this. Your first baseman bats right-handed. Your two middle infielders bat left-handed. Your corner infielder, when things are right, bats right-handed. And in the outfield, what do you have? When it's healthy, your only right-handed regular outfielder is Tyler O'Neill.
And Cowser.
And Cowser's left.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, when Cowser's there, like, O'Neill might be DHing. I mean, you look at it the different ways, but Kierstead,
they're all lefties. Yeah. You know, so my question would be this to that. I don't have a problem with that at all. But why do we sit them so much, Ed, when they're lefties, when your team is basically a left-handed team?
I don't know how you do that. I really don't. I just don't know how you do that when you're right. Your power's in from the left side of the plate. This is kind of where we are right now, so why would you sit them? They're going to have to face left-handed pitching. I understand the lefty-righty strategy, but there comes a time you got to let these guys, you know, play. And when did Seti stop switch hitting?
He stopped switch hitting about, what, 21? Like 4 years ago? 2021?
Yeah, that's, I thought
it was longer than that. But
was it?
Yeah. I thought so, but again.
I think it was the pandemic season, maybe.
Well, I'm trying to look up some situational stuff here. Because, look, lefty-righty matchups do matter. But I'm not the guy that's going to look at it and go, ooh, we got to sit these three lefty. No, if you're going to sit one of them, sit two of them, whatever you have to do.
2021 was he stopped.
He did?
Yeah, because Baseball Reference says Mullins was switch hitter prior to the 2021 season.
Yeah, I mean, as you start looking at the guy's numbers here and what they've done situationally here, I'm going to pull up some splits with a couple of the guys and see what you think. But righty lefty matchups do matter.
They do.
Like, for people who are going, oh, you can't bench these guys. It does matter. You might have a situation like Ryan O'Hearn was a situational player, right? You may have years ago went and looked at the numbers and said, oh, why are you sitting Mountcastle for this guy? Well, go look at how they hit against right-handed pitching. There's a big difference. Now, maybe O'Hearn's not the best guy to use, but you guys will understand, like, he was a platoon player in Kansas City. He DH. They really didn't have, you know, he gets released. He doesn't know what's going to happen with him, and he catches fire here because why? They're using him in the right situation.
Right. 410-583-1057, that's the number. And you're right about that, but here's the problem. When you are built left-handed heavy, it's great because you have more righties than lefties, but when your alternative are the guys that are, you know, okay, you sit down Jackson Holliday for who?
Right.
I'm not sitting. So Jackson to me is the I'm playing him against everyone.
I am.
He's getting a couple days off against tough left-handers.
I'm letting Kierstead play against everybody. That's your guy.
You want to find out. But again, the lefty-righty splits do matter. I tried to look some of it up, and then I saw Ramon Laureano's hitting 154 against left-handed pitching. And I said, you know what? I'm done looking at this stuff. I'm not even trying to argue it now.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Charles. What's up, Charles?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. Do you think they're in the midst of a new rebuild with all these injuries and whatnot?
No. They're in the midst of a slump. That's different than a rebuild. You're too young to rebuild.
Okay. One more thing. All right, hypothetically, you're the GM, I'm the owner. I just bought this team. Who's ultimately going to be accountable for this roster on the field?
Well, ultimately, it's going to be the GM, but I don't know if you're asking me, do they make a move now because of the responsibility? No, I don't. Because how can I be responsible for injuries? I'm going to say this again. My top three starters are all injured, all right? My starting third baseman, who was an all-star last year, is injured. I have a starting outfielder who was the runner-up in American League Rookie of the Year. He's injured. He's injured. One of those starters, not only is he my best starter, but 2 years ago he was second team all MLB. These are the guys that are injured. So if you look at the track record of the guys that are injured, the guys that I brought in, with the exception of Grayson Rodriguez, then we're pretty good. So, yeah, ultimately I'm responsible for the roster. The roster that's currently injured. If these guys are all playing and this is our record, then, yeah, you can blame me. But you can't blame me for injuries.
By the way, I don't know if anybody knows this. Corbin Burns back on the IL with a shoulder inflammation, and his strikeout rate has dropped significantly yet again from last
career
year.
Career low.
It's the lowest it's been in his entire career. And again, this goes back. Did I want Burns back next this year? Yeah, because of what he meant to you last year, and you know he's still a good pitcher.
What do we constantly bring up on this show? That he doesn't miss as many bats as he used to, which is a sign.
This is what happened.
A bad sign.
Yeah.
We brought that up constantly on this show.
Yeah. I mean, we've had guys that were former Cy Young winners, and then all of a sudden you go, man, what's going on? He's hitting way too many bats. Or we see a guy reinvent himself. I mean, we've talked about it. Like, Zach Greinke's the perfect example for recent years of a guy that was a dominant Cy Young candidate every single year. As he started to get older, started to hit more bats. So what did he start doing? More breaking pitches. The fastball is gone. So let's throw an Ephus pitch as well. Let's throw some changeups. Okay, if I can't go from 92 to drop it down to 82 in a changeup, what's it look like when I'm throwing 85 and I drop it down to 70? You know, like, he reinvented himself so he could continue pitching. Was he great at the end of his career? No.
But he was innings eater.
He was a true innings eater. Yes. Thank you. I brought it back.
We're giving out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
I'm wondering if this is going to be one of your guys' favorite World of Stupids of all time. So initially, we're going to talk about a man that won $167.3 million Powerball, and now he's in jail because he kicked a cop in the face. We're also going to talk about a woman in traffic. She did something so egregious that if you haven't seen the video or heard the audio, I mean, she's not a lady, guys. She's just not. She's ruining the fantasy. And lastly,
she's a lady.
We've got a woman that says all men should pay a deposit of $1,000 to date any woman. We'll discuss that when we come back, and that's why I think Ed's going to love this here on the. All right, here we go. Let's start it off with the Powerball winner.
This may have been the most anticipated tease for World of Stupid ever.
Yeah. $167.3 million Powerball winner charged.
How much?
$167.3 million. Charged with kicking a Florida cop in the face at a resort days later with girlfriend aptly named Jacqueline Fightmaster. Yeah, that's right. A Kentucky son who won an eye-popping, we already talked about it, $167.3 million. Was at a resort, James Farthing, 50, and his girlfriend, Jacqueline Fightmaster. Yeah, that's really her name. We're both arrested following the dust-up at Tradewinds Resort in St. Pete Beach on the heels of his lucky draw at Clark's Pump. Let me get that. Clark's Pump and Shop in the Bluegrass State Saturday. You want to see a picture of him, Rob?
Yeah, let me see.
Look at this dude's mustache. I can't. There's so many people that.
He's 50?
Yes. Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Tatted up. Ready to roll.
He looks older than 50.
He's a former convicted convict. Yeah, that's. Is karma
convict?
Real?
Convicted convict?
Yeah.
Are they convicts who don't get convicted?
Shut up, guys. I'm just reading it. A former convict, a convicted convict. This guy. Karma must be a real thing. Hey, I'm getting locked. Ed, how do you feel about karma?
It's a bitch.
I mean, come on. This guy gets locked up and wins $167.3 million. And then he's beating up cops on resorts? Kick the guy in the face.
Dude, it's just the way it is in this world. Like, this sounds like one of the least deserving people to have this good fortune. And that's what happens.
The good news is he's got enough money to bail himself out.
I'm a good lawyer.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to this story. You guys, I don't even know how to do this, because if you haven't seen the video, and Joe, did you say you did have the audio? All right, he's going to play the audio of this. This is a woman in traffic that got into a little dust up, so she took a dump on somebody's car.
You are real pissed! Oh my God!
Hey, you're a slut!
She took out her salad shooter and sprayed the front end of that car.
Wow.
You're kidding.
Look at this peach. She's smiling in her mugshot, too. She's happy with herself. Oh, my gosh. If you guys haven't seen the...
She looks like someone who would do that.
I got to find the video for you, because it's definitely not going to be in this TMZ article. But if you guys haven't seen the video, it is an absolute must watch. I mean, I couldn't imagine... You think about things that go on in traffic. Have you seen guys that come out with weapons and... Like, the one guy that comes up and he's punching the guy's window and he can't crack it, and then the guy's dancing in the car and singing to the beat of him punching the window. All kinds of weird things that have happened. This, someone taking a dump, and not even, it's not even fair to call it a dump. It's...
A Hershey squirt.
I mean, she just sprayed and just, I just can't get over that she pulled her underwear back up and just went back to her car, because it definitely wasn't clean back there. That was not a ghost poop where you didn't need to wipe.
Can you imagine having to book her in?
No.
We had to check. Female officers had to come and search her.
Ed, well, do you want to know what her nickname is now?
Well, we've already had a fight master. What is she?
Delco Pooper. She's the Delco Pooper.
Where's she from?
This happened in Delco.
Delaware County.
So listen to this. They asked her about it, and she goes, "It was a clean poop. I didn't even have to wipe. Sweetheart, there was nothing clean about that." And by the way, the video is in this article I just retweeted. I mean, Rob, look at the hood of the car and tell me that's a clean poop.
Oh, God.
There's nothing solid about that.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, my
God. I mean, she's wearing granny panties.
Yeah. Well, that's the other girl. You could see that's the other girl.
Look, I thought that was her after. That's two different pictures.
Is it?
Yeah, that's her afterwards.
Yeah, she had a
those are two different pictures.
White bloomers.
Oh, man. And so she was arrested for disorderly conduct. Yeah, I'd say so. She's now facing charges of indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, harassment, and depositing waste on the highway. The Delco Pooper. Cops say Solamento had a clear reason for pooping on the car hood. They say she told them the car's owner had called her a fat bitch and it made her angry. And she explained, "I wanted to punch her in the face, but I pooped on her car instead and then went home." So yeah, she's a real sweetheart.
And did she see the big smile on her face? Did she get back in her car?
Her mugshot has the bigger smile. I did this. When you think of poop, think of me.
She's so proud of herself.
What a nice lady. All right, and I want to play you some audio from this woman. I'm sure you guys are going to love this. We'll talk about it. She said that women should start charging men a $1,000 deposit fee to date her.
So, ladies, I'm sitting in my car, and I done came up with an idea. You know how you go get your hair done, but before you get your hair done, you have to put down a deposit. Before you get your lashes done, you have to put down a deposit. Before you get your nails done, you have to put down a deposit, right? And if you don't show up, you do not get that deposit back. So I done came up with an idea. We should start charging these men deposits to date us. Like, we should start charging them a fee to date us. Like a 30-day trial, you pay like $1,000 to date us. And if they don't do right by us within them 30 days, we keep the money. I'm just saying, I think we should start charging men to date us.
You know, last I checked, there's more of you than me.
Yes.
That's the last I checked. Now, if you go to the ones that are heterosexual, that knocks the number down. The ones that aren't incarcerated, that knocks the number down, too. So maybe you should pay a deposit, ma'am. I ain't paying squat. To the next one.
What nail salons take deposits?
I don't know, but that's the dumbest. You're not. You're not the. Yeah,
that's the dumbest.
You are not the prize here. Why do women still? You ain't the prize, baby. It's more of you than us.
You want to hear some of the comments that guys made underneath this post? Because I was telling Rob some of the things I just can't read, but people were pissed off. And here we go. Men are doing 10 times of what our fathers did to get women who are 20 times worse than the ones our fathers got. Hoflation. That's the word you're looking for. Hoflation. By the way, talking about getting paid to go on dates with people, they're already out there. They're called escorts.
Yeah, exactly. Pay $1,000 deposit? Man, she is delusional.
You keep coming up with creative ways to rebrand prostitution. The reason why marriage is low in our community.
And by the way, prostitutes aren't paid to come to see you. They're paid to leave.
Yeah. this is...
Think about that. No. She ought to think about that business. We pay you to leave. ain't paying you to stay around.
Somebody said, if you're paying $1,000 to go on a date, you might as well just get a prostitute. And that's, I mean, look, this is what, I just left New Jersey, by the way. I was in Atlantic City over the weekend, and there's so many signs about sex trafficking and prostitution. So, yeah, I mean, move to New Jersey. You want to get paid to do this. I mean, it's just crazy, man. This is one guy wrote, I literally hate all women because of this woman. But there you go. That's your World of Stupid.
410-583-1057 is the number. Trust me, she does not represent even half the women. Anything in that crap. Shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, thoughts on what Harbaugh had to say about Justin Tucker and how the team will make their decision on his future. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.